Hey, y'all. I'm Allison Asarch from Nashville, Tennessee.
Hey, I'm Sean Fraser from the Ritzy Kids.
Hunters, this is Johnny from Rail Motor.
Hey, it's Shane from Blind Season.
Hey, it's Rob Stanier, and you can check out my music on all the streaming platforms.
Check out my latest music on all the streaming sites.
Check out my debut album on all streaming platforms.
Check out our new debut album.
Check us out on Spotify and Apple Music. And you're listening to our friends, Braggy and Curly.
My favorite bands from Australia.
My two favorite podcasts is Braggy and Curly.
Braggy and Curly.
On the Unfiltered. Undiscovered podcast.
All right, let's kick off then. Hey there, everyone, and welcome to episode 139 of the Unfiltered and Undiscovered podcast. And our series of great episodes just continues. And once again, we've got a very special guest with us tonight who will be joining us. Now, I do, for those watching the video, I just need to do a bit of a reshuffle of the faces on the screen. So I've got my normality happening. Haven't done that so far. But while I'm doing that, let's welcome our co-hosts. We've got Braggy from Adelaide, and we've got Rossi from the eternal kingdom of Sydney. How are we, boys?
Fantastic, mate.
The Emerald City. Is that right, Rossi?
Yeah, it's Emerald City. That's right. Where you blame us for all your problems.
That's it.
How's your week been?
Mine's been good.
I'm looking forward to the start of the footy season tomorrow night. I actually brought this down here so I could put it up on the thing because
some red legs stuff.
Looking forward to red legs at Norwood Oval. Is it a home game, Braggy?
It's a home game. Look at how old that freaking thing is there. It's a home game, and we're playing our nemesis is Sturt. We hate fucking Sturt.
Yeah.
So I hope there's any Sturt. If there's any Sturt people listening, get fucked.
I was out of the box hard this week, isn't he?
It's actually funny because my daughter and I are such red leg fans. We talk it up. We talk up the anti-Sturt stuff, but you know, we're as gentle as flies, both of us. But my daughter said the other thing, said, Dad, when we go down there, we'll buy one extra pint and we'll just throw it in the face of the first Sturt supporter we see. Ruby, it's not like you.
Whoa, how's this work?
I know, but we would never do. We'll end up being friends with them. I know.
Dave Craney, you've got to get out there to Norwood Oval this weekend and try and be that first Sturt supporter.
In the capital city, we've had a notable week of rock. We ended up seeing The Damned on Thursday night last week.
Yeah.
Holy shit. And,
oh, man, that was fantastic seeing The Damned.
Lots of good reviews out of Brizzy too.
Yeah. And then Friday night, we're off on a punk rock harbour cruise where our good mate Blake Cateris was doing an acoustic punk set upstairs, and they had a Japanese punk band and an American punk band. I was on a harbour cruise for 4 hours. After about 2 hours, I wanted to get off. But
yeah.
Wow. That's a lot of punk, Rossi.
Sydney Harbour looks pretty good at night, I got to say that.
Yeah, it does. And I saw some of Blake's socials around some of the videos taken on the night, and looks in supreme form. And what a talent to be able to be standing there as a solo and just really getting the crowd involved as he does. So
he's telling
what a crazy world we live in when punkers come from the grimy, grotty back streets of London, you know, to cruising on Sydney Harbour, darling.
Yeah, that's right. Blake kept on telling the crowd that Shona and I were his parents.
Yeah.
That's funny.
All right. And the Roosters celebrated their loyal sergeant in arms, Jared, with a win. So that was good for you, Rossi.
That was fun. I know how you feel about those other guys. I feel the same about South.
Yeah. Aren't they just falling over?
It's great, isn't it?
And, of course, we won't talk about the Dragons and we won't talk about the Eels because I've got a funny feeling that our special guest has a bit of an affinity with the Parramatta Eels. But before we bring Baden in and our special guest for the night, two bits of news. Denny Ute Master. Look, one thing about country music in the community, and I know that we've got we cross over a broad section of artists and guests, but one thing about country music is that they do a good festival, and they give it a good name, the Denny Ute Muster. Is there anything more Australian than that name? But
it's legendary.
Headliners: Tyler Hubbard from the US, Kip Moore, and Amy Shark.
Amy Shark.
Yeah, at Denny Ute Muster. So
everyone wants to be country.
Yeah, sure, and it's interesting because Splendor in the Grass has been postponed for this year.
Oh. Called off, yeah.
Yeah.
What would we get for having Kylie as a headliner?
Yeah.
Like, where's your draw card there? I don't
know. Kylie, yeah.
Oh, fuck off. You I'd go and see Kylie.
Yeah, I would too.
Yeah,
maybe not in a festival format, I think.
Yeah. Look, by all reports, she's a delightful person. That's all I can say. Yeah. I'm not bagging her. No. I just couldn't imagine wanting to go and see her. That's all.
Okay. Yeah. Well, she's a hard ass too, man. You think about where she came. Everyone bagged her. I bagged her. Fucking hell. When she came out, I was like, what? Can't just come off the bloody, soap opera and do stuff. And she just proved everybody wrong. So, last thing up for Collie.
Do the locomotion.
One of my old buddies who's a punk from Brisbane who used to run the Love Inn. There's a jeweler who moved to London, did his trade in Brisbane in one of the jewelry shops, and he did all of Kylie's tour jewelry for a while. Okay. And he just loves her to death. He thinks she's fantastic. He also did Jamiroquai, and this one as well. Did the clip for I Believe in a Thing Called Love. He did all the jewelry in that clip as well. And he's just an old punk from Brisbane. He used to run the Love Inn. Curly.
Wow. Mm.
Love Inn. So I've got some great memories of the Love Inn, Rossi just quoted.
I don't remember.
All right. Now we do have an exclusive worldwide news release, don't we, Rossi?
There's a new there's a red hot release, I believe.
There is a red hot release, and forgive us for a little bit. We're just going to talk about some other music. Sitting there on your screen in front of you is a gentleman called Braggy who has an alter ego. What's your alter ego?
Billy Railmotor.
Billy Railmotor and Railmotor the band are, as you know, went to Agnes Waters. They've recorded their second album, and the boys from Railmotor have obviously been listening to the podcast and the new way to structure your music releases. And on Thursday, which is the day before this comes out, Braggy doesn't believe in a long publicity cycle. Let's make the decision Wednesday and release the next day.
Yeah.
So well done. But Railmotor have got their first video and song coming from the new album. The new album's called 11, but that's for a later release in the year. Braggy, it's called There's a Light. Tell us about it.
There's a Light is a song that was written about this room here, which is like a little back room down the back of my house. And I wrote it about my daughter's friends who are all like, not, I wouldn't, I don't want to say strange, but all different kids, you know. There was one of every letter, an L, a G, a B, a Q. They're all from, and they all had a few little, quirks, mental problems. They all a little bit, had a few problems growing up, but they all looked after one another. So I just remember sitting down at the back there, you know exactly where it is, and listen to them laugh and talk. And I thought, well, that's a real safe place that they can all be in it and look after one another. Yeah, so that's kind of what that's about. But the best thing about it is the clip. There's actually some footage of Railmotor playing live, which is very, very rare.
I saw that.
Once a year or twice a year at the most. So, yeah.
What I would say is that having listened to it, it certainly has a Queensland flavour.
Yes.
It had that tempo of Sounds of Then by Ganga Jang had that sort of same sort of atmosphere to me. That's what I was. That's what popped into my head as I was listening to it. To be honest,
happy with
same sort of tempo and groove. Very Queensland.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. feel Rossi. Very privileged to have had the pre-release, Braggy. And
no worries.
I've got to say, any Rail Motor and your vocals just are a sublime match. And you wouldn't think it would be because Annie's got a much higher pitch than what you have, but it just keeps the song balanced. Like there's a balance in the vocals. So,
that's thanks to Mr. Rob Stanier, our producer come keyboard player come engineer. Mm. That was his idea. Mm. So hats off to Robbie.
Yeah. So, cool.
Enough about me.
No, so there's a light. It's already out there on Spotify. It'll be on the Unfiltered and Undiscovered playlist, of course. Please check it out. We'll have the link in the show notes. So let's welcome in our very special guest, described as the country troubadour. I'm not exactly sure what a troubadour is, and maybe Baden can tell me. But please welcome Baden Fain. How are you, Baden?
Baden. Bloody terrific. I don't know what a troubadour is either, but they said that's what I am. So
it's a storyteller, mate. It's a storyteller.
Oh, yeah, I got lots of stories to tell you.
In medieval times, it was like the guy who would travel around with his loot telling stories of battles fought, loves lost.
So it wasn't a banjo, it was a loot.
Loot, yeah, it was a loot. You hang around, but have a jester with him. A jester to do the joke.
Yeah, he'd have a jester with him, yeah. He'd be the start act.
It's plenty of hearts breaking over here. I've got a funny head, but that's about as close to a jester as I get.
Now listen, Baden, we usually start these interviews, I usually get the first question, and I usually like to ask, I want to know how it all started for you, how the first time you realized music was a thing for you and you went, fuck yeah, I want to start playing and singing.
One of my mates, I used to go out to his house all the time, go wander through the pines and jump the back fence and do all that and go in and, his old man, Scotty Page, he had a bit of a band shed. They had a EJ's Musos. They had a bit of an open mic, all the bands get up and, you know, fellas, old fellas, pros, amateurs, they'd all get up. But, you know, young or old, they'd go and practice at the shed. And so mate was over there and the band was practicing and everything and the pops come out and he's throwing me a guitar and taught me like three or four chords to bloody Bob Dylan's version of Knocking on Heaven's Door. I think it was Stairway to Heaven.
Heaven's Door.
That's what it was. And I just played it for hours until me bloody fingers were black and blue and he falling off, and it must sound terrible, but the band was loud enough. So in that band shed, that's pretty much become my second home. But that's where I sort of picked up the guitar. You know, it's an awesome place. I still go there this day. Like, he's got guitars on the walls, a log cabin, all records and bloody things.
Wow.
Yeah. It's that was sort of the start of the guitar, and ended up with my sister's boyfriend at the time, ended up with his nylon string.
Oh, yeah.
For Christmas, they wrapped it up. And I still got it in there, actually. It's got a nice little paint job on it now.
That's cool.
Yeah, sort of just went and tried to teach myself from there, and eventually I got pushed into the singing and got a Pete Murray song out of So Beautiful out of a songbook.
Yeah.
And the cousins were sort of like, oh, yeah, you should do this. I don't sing, I play guitar. So that was a bit of the start of the love there.
That's awesome. That sounds, oh, fuck it. That place just sounds like heaven.
Yeah.
Shed out in the bush. Oh, man.
But you're from Forbes, right?
Parks originally. I wouldn't
Parks
say
and Forbes.
Forbes. Swamp rats and bush pigs, you know.
Yeah, I got family from Dubbo and Condobolin.
Oh, yeah, even worse.
Yeah. My niece actually lives out in Orange now, I think. Yeah. So like there's a strong culture of like doing what you do in a community basis for it out that way.
Yeah, and there sort of was and it fell off a little bit. I suppose I fell off the wagon myself after school and that, but it was sort of pretty good. I was a weird bastard in school that would bring me guitar in high school as well. So I'll go and bring me guitar.
That's not weird, mate.
Well,
that's how you get girls.
Yeah.
It didn't work for me. It went okay, but it got less weird when other people started bringing guitars. Like, oh, yeah, this is a thing now, yeah.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, that's good. And so you're at Cobar at the moment, which, man, that's fairly – what do you do for a job? Like a day job?
Yeah, I've been couple of years have been working for Telstra.
I
ended up getting on with them as a technician back in Parks, and they sort of booted me out to the coast because they didn't have any work for me, and down Bateman's Bay for a couple of years. And then the boss said, hey, you want a pay rise or a promotion? I said, oh, where's the promotion? He said, Cobar. Yeah, right, eh? A bit more up my alley, you know? Fixing mobile towers, phones, or radio towers, things of the like. All the jobs, and there's a fair bloody area. There's only there's hundreds of k's in each direction to cover, so I'm the only bloke for a little while. Or there's another bloke 130 k's away, and then everyone else is 200.
Fuck. Wow.
Man, that's critical. That's critical because, like, if the comms go down out there, you're affecting a lot of people, and it's pretty affecting everyone's lives, you know?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's a bit more important here. Like, the go around, I'm always on every other station trying to get them all back and running with their different systems, because they're too far out to run on copper lines. Then you're not even funny anymore. They run on radio links and mobile links over the towers, so it's can tend to be a big thing. If one thing goes wrong, it can knock out people's living, people's safety for
that's right,
the K's around it sort of thing.
Yeah,
I guess you're in the frame due to a cover of Glenn Campbell's Witcher to Lyman then, I guess.
Mm. I'll give it a crack. I'll write my own work for the big T.
When did you start thinking to take the music life seriously? So reading between the lines, you're largely self-taught. You've taught yourself the guitar. You've just practiced and bled, and your fingers bled to get to, you know, some sort of mastery over the guitar. But when did you think, hey, I can take this a bit seriously and let's go put something out?
I don't know if I've taken it seriously yet.
I knew he was going to say that.
Oh, I knew that. I could see that coming.
Yeah. That's great. Yeah.
When I picked up back up the guitar and everything, I started, because I still shake now playing on stage and everything. I'm playing in front of family, for Christ's sake. Like, it's terrible. So I thought, I might as well just go and do a couple open mics and things and get back in the swing of it now that I've got the guitar again. And they eventually turned into paid gigs, and it was just to build me confidence. But then the pocket money was nice, and you know, and they give you a place to sleep and bit of food and water, and water. Yeah. Well watered. But then all of a sudden play this little mini festival out of there was a few musos around the place, the Great Southern Knights.
I think New South Wales government thing.
They're doing that now,
Yeah.
So I sort of jumped on that as just a add-on sort of thing. And Melanie Hornswell, I think, gave me number to Garth Porter, and I saw, here's his contact. Oh, you should get on to him, do this and that. I'm like, oh, yeah, maybe when the time's right and rah, rah. And then he just called me out of the blue.
He called you. Wow.
Yeah, he called me, said, mate, I like your stuff. Like, I want to do something with it. Think it's special. I'm like, oh, shit, right. No one said that much about me.
Well, he's a big deal, man. That's great.
Did you say, who is this really?
Who's this bloody geriatric over here?
So when did you start writing your own songs? Like, was it a heartbreak? Was it you're stuck at home bored? What triggered it?
Well, I wrote a couple of songs in high school. Picked it up naturally. The subject matter was
girls.
Whatever. Yeah. All of I like to think maybe I've moved away a little bit, but when I moved away and sort of around about that timeline of that song that's talking about, I sort of moved away just after the bushfires, and all went down the coast, and COVID was about to hit and everything. And I sort of went to a place where I didn't have any family and no friends and nothing about, no one really around. So when I wanted to pick up the guitar again, I started writing the songs, and it was sort of there's a fair few of them are on similar vein, like just to cope, you know. We've been away from anyone, from family, from friends, from everything. And, obviously just getting out of, losing a large part of your life, which was, leading into the plan and the living the white picket fence dream and whatnot, going from having a warm bed every night to coming home alone and just bust me ass. And then I play guitar, I put it all in a song because it just helps you get along, and worked into something a bit more productive. Still do.
And that's when the best songs come out, when you're actually feeling something, you can tell it in this song.
Hometown Fantasy has got that sort of, I've got to say, it's got a real richness. It's got a real heart and soul to it. Like, the production sounds fantastic. Your vocal is really, really good. I heard it straight away, and I really, I was really taken by it when I heard it today. I don't know about you guys. I'm sure you felt the same.
Yeah.
And having talked to you as well, it makes it even more interesting to me now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
we get a lot of country. We've had a lot of country people on, guys, haven't we? And they're all really good. They're all really good.
Shout out to Jules, by the way. Thanks, Jules. Yeah. Keep sending them through. We've met some great people, so.
I just keep on being astounded by how big Australian independent country artists, how hard they work and how big it is for them. Because in the big city, we don't hear about it, We don't.
So what were you saying, Braggy?
Baden just seems to be, and I don't want to offend any of the other people we've had on, but he just seems to be the most authentic to me. I don't know if that's because he lives really in the country where a lot of the other people, I don't want to sound bad because they're all really good. I think what I'm trying to say is that small town country, which is what every country artist tries to write about, really comes through in his voice and in this song. you can really hear, you can hear it.
Sitting on swing at 3 a.m. Looking at the stars and I'm breathing in this smoke, fill my lungs but still don't make me whole. The nicotine and tonic keep away the cold. Remember the sound of the ocean's tide when you made me feel more alive. The waves know your curse just like I do, but I'm not coming back for you. For I couldn't get down off the fence when the life we planned just made more sense. Hindsight's a myth, it all sounds better in past tense. I'm dreaming of a time when I could be not wandering alone, 'cause you're with me. Ignorance is bliss, trapped in a hometown fantasy. Staring at the ground and counting bark chips, still wonder about the taste that's on your lips. Tonight as you close your eyes and I'm still wide awake, you're my greatest mistake.
Authentic is the right word, I think.
Yeah, I like that. I guess you get that from, yeah, you of all people, you know, driving K's and K's on your own of a day for work. Give you plenty of time to think, plenty of time to see the road, plenty of time to see the country, right?
Yeah, seen a fair bit of the big wide country.
Plenty of time to write lyrics, Baden.
Yep, and that's one of the times I do it, because you've got all the time in the world and, you know, maybe you've got too much time to yourself. But, you know, there's every now and then there's a few mentions of the places I'm writing. Even in that song, mind you, it wasn't out on the plains or at the top of a mountain or anything spectacular, but definitely helps turn the radio off and just think about the world and all your minuscule bloody problems and everything you're loving to see around you. Slim Dusties, the things I see around me.
Yeah.
Beauty of Australia surrounds me, yeah.
And even the name of the song, Hometown Fantasy, it just resonates, you know. And when I first got the preview from Jules, I'm thinking, oh, Hometown Fantasy, you know, what are we talking about here? But the minute your vocals sort of kick in and you just get the sense of what the song's about, you know, that that longing for that, you know, whether it's longing for a hometown or, you know, the realities of life, you know, whichever way you want to look at it. But yeah, I there was a, what I got out of the song, and as you know, I'm not as deep as these other two guys, but I just got a familiarity that you were just an accomplished artist. You were just really, really accomplished, that there was going to be this trail of music that I could then start to uncover.
Yeah, that's what I thought too. I went, where's the rest?
This is out of the box, right? It's out of the box good, isn't it, guys?
I don't know how that happened.
You
wanted to see the journey that led to this song, and then all of a sudden you're just going, it's the song.
It's like this, the halfback. It's like he kicked off, he caught the ball and scored.
Yeah. Western Division in the old Amco Cup, who beat Penrith. TV Ted Ellery.
So Baden, you must be pretty wrapped with some of the stuff that's happening around the single.
Yeah, we got some pretty kind words there. Yeah, I've heard nothing but good things, and I had no idea. I thought I did a pretty choppy job, especially on the vocals. I mean, me and the bloke went down Sydney together, went on the piss and that, and I sort of ended up recording all these songs, and I thought, oh, I could have done it better, and I've just been kicking myself, and but now it's out there, people are like, oh, this is pretty good. It's
yeah. Awesome. Can I say to you, I've been around a lot of musicians in a lot of studios, and to a man, everyone comes out and goes, that was a bit shit.
Yeah.
I know myself. It was like, yeah, I wish I'd done this, you know. Yeah. But, man, like, you're charting in Tamworth. Come on. Yeah, come on. Come on, man. Like, do you need more validation than that?
Yeah, no, exactly right. No, I keep striking the mate. I'm almost there.
Yeah, so just for the listeners, number 8 on the 2TM AM country music charts is Hometown Fantasy by Baden Faint. And we were talking about this a little bit off air, Braggy, weren't we? There's some huge names on this list. We've got Casey Barnes on there. We've got Rossi's mate Mel Dyer on there. We've got Amy Shepherd from Shepherd. We've got Troy Cassidaly, we've got Zach and George, we've got the Wolf Brothers, and it seems that there's not a country music artist where that comes on the show that doesn't talk about the Wolf Brothers. Wolf Brothers, we've got James Blundell, my God. And what's going on in that head of yours, Baden, when you're on a chart list with people like that? On your first single.
Yeah, the debut single. No, it's bloody unbelievable. I never thought anything like it would happen. Yeah. Ever. I didn't even think I was going to put out any music ever, but definitely didn't think I'd be in the same list anywhere alongside any of those people.
Baden, what advice did Garth Porter give to you? What did he say when you first got there, met him, and, you know?
Summer love, there ain't no other love.
How's that?
How's that?
That's what he said.
Now, what did he say? Like, what did he want from you? What did he give you advice? What did he want from you? What did he like about you?
Don't fuck it up.
I know that's hard to talk about, but
yeah. It's all right. It's all right. Apparently, Telstra's a problem out that part, mate.
Yeah. Someone should tell someone about that. I don't know.
That's very good. Yeah. All right.
All right. So what was the question before we lost Baden? There was a
what did Garth Porter advise?
Yeah, that's
you?
It. Yeah.
What advice did Garth give you?
So go back to that. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he originally said, "Oh, you got something special." All right. No worries.
Yeah.
keep loving me up. But as we got into it more and more, it's just like, and to hear him listen to the songs and everything, like he really gets into it, and he'd be there. He's like, oh, there's something like different about this. It's really good. He's like, oh, you don't write songs for anyone else. Like, you don't write songs to do a hit song or to make for people to really listen to. He's like, you're just writing songs for yourself, which makes them all the more better. And he just loves that about it, and he said, "Bloody never lose that." And
yeah, it's good.
He said, "Just don't try to write songs." And I never sit down and go, "I'm going to write a song about this," and let's go, because that doesn't work.
No,
I just, you know, I'm sitting alone.
When they come, they come.
Exactly right, and it's what just is. And again, it's like, For me to process and cope and all that sort of thing. And he said, yeah, so don't change that. And then he began to change some words. he didn't take over and like change, you know, a heap, but like Hometown Fantasy, there's a whole longer version where there's a couple of verses where he's like, oh, well, drop this for now. You can release the full one later. And
We lost Rossi now.
Yeah. Actually, talking of the lyrics, the lyric that I like the most in the song is, well, it's the chorus, but I like "Hindsight's a myth, It all sounds better in the past tense. That's a fucking great line, man.
It's a good line.
Yeah.
Well,
that's all you
thought it was a bit funny.
They thought it was a bit funny, did they?
Yeah, I thought it was, they're like, what does that mean? I'm like, oh, well, this and that, you know. And
it's none of your business, mate. Figure it out for yourself, mate.
Yeah. Well, that's what I love about music. You can just figure it out yourself. But I mean, it was a bit of a conundrum I was battling with at the time because looking back, it was like, and you know, the song's reminiscent on these feelings had and the big plan and everything. But like, again, I'm talking about in the song exactly where I'm writing at 3 o'clock in the morning, smoking, drinking, thinking, bloody. And that's where my mind was. I was thinking back on this time where everything was real good and everything felt good. And, you know, hindsight's supposed to be 2020 and you're supposed to, you know, realize it's all good. But in the moment, it's just, you sort of forget all the bad stuff. Like, it doesn't quite work like that sometimes when you're looking back on the relationship and
revisionism.
Exactly. It makes sense to me. I got something from it, whether it's the same as how you thought it was.
So to record, you know, who played on it, and like, do you have a band, or have you played with a band much?
At all? Actually, I did my first ever time with a band on the other weekend. TMC Karaoke.
Tell us about it.
Yeah, that was about it. Jumped up. You put your name down for karaoke. It's not your usual pub karaoke. And so, you know, you jump up on stage. I think I picked Friends in Low Places. Didn't do too good at it, but I thought, oh, well, no use wailing. I've been playing enough guitar back at camp. So, and just to have a whole band actually behind you. But in the studio was the first time. And it's...
It is. It's incredible.
And we all just played them live, see? Like,
get out of here.
Our little rooms and just looking out and
who is this?
Go. Like, righto. Let's just do it and hope for the best.
That's fantastic.
And Garth would have had some good musos in there, I'm assuming.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think especially one of the blokes that me and Garth pretty much agreed on it that couldn't not be there when we were thinking about, when are we going to do this? It was Rob McCormick because he's bloody anything with strings. He's just a bloody magician. Like, he's unbelievable.
Yeah.
It's That's a great cool. sound and record. Just like the orchestration and everything about it is really, really great, man. Should be so proud. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Nah, it's bloody awesome.
All right, you guys ready to learn something in the quiz?
All right, here we go. What's you got for me this week?
We are now moving, Baden, to the trivia. So... And this is all Braggy segment, so he will run it like a boss, like he normally does, and and totally laugh at our discomfort, especially mine, of now, not if getting the answers.
If you've got a pen and paper, Baden, that's good, but if you don't matter. Mm. You can just, you can play along or you don't have to play along, whatever you want to do. I make it really hard, though, because Rossi's really good. And so he's like my little challenge every week.
I'm just feeling the pressure every week.
I know,
Rossi. Okay, we're ready. We'll start with that. I'll tell you what there is. There's 1, 2, 3. It's 5 questions. Okay. One's worth 1 point. The other 4 are worth 5 points. Okay, the first question is, now, in 1975, right, Bohemian Rhapsody went to number one, and it stayed there for 9 weeks. I want you to tell me what the song was that knocked it off the number one spot. And the hint is that the song is in the lyrics to Bohemian Rhapsody.
Oh.
How about that? Now, Paul Baden's only 26, so there's going to be some questions here.
And here I was thinking, because it was Garth Porter that produced the song for Baden, that Braggy's link here is with Sherbet.
No, and
obviously isn't.
No. Okay, that's question one.
Yeah, so question, that's a zero.
Question two. I want you to put these young, well, maybe not young, who knows, these new pop singers, pop singers, in order of age, from youngest to oldest. Okay. Here are the five. Here are the five.
Oh, we've lost Baden. He's gone.
He's getting the pen that works.
Yeah, plug my laptop in.
Yeah, we don't want to lose you again and not be able to blame Telstra.
It's got Optus at home.
We've got power, ladies and gentlemen, and we've got a pen.
Yeah, all right. All right.
Okay, I want them youngest to oldest. I'm going to give them in random order. Harry Styles, Ed Sheeran, Billie Eilish, Taylor Swift, and Miley Cyrus. Put them from youngest to oldest. Harry Styles, Ed Sheeran, Billie Eilish, Taylor Swift, Miley Cyrus.
I've
only got four. I've got
who am I missing? I've
got Harry, Harry Styles, Ed Sheeran, Taylor Swift,
Miley, Billie Eilish.
That's it, yeah. Okay.
Or is Harry Styles the oldest? Miley's pretty old too.
Curly's thinking out loud.
Just so that I don't create dead air for our audio.
Yeah, I get you. Yeah, I forgot about the right way. We got to keep talking. Okay, I'm going to question three, whether you're ready or not.
Okay.
Who told Sally to lay down?
Lay down, Sally.
Yeah. Who told Sally to slow down?
Lay down.
Let's start asking Google here in a minute.
Who was mates with Long Tall Sally?
I know him.
Who said Sally can wait? And who said Sally can't dance? Last one's a tough one. But I reckon the other four.
Yeah, just last one's a tough one. No.
So you want to know who told Sally to lay down? Who told Sally to slow down? Who knew Long Tall Sally? Who said Sally can wait? And who said Sally can't dance? Okay. Doesn't matter if you don't get them.
Sally.
Okay, you ready? This is this one, Baden, is my favorite one because it's cryptic band name. So, you know, if I was going to do like Tony Curl, I might say, what's one for Curly? an actor's award with a perm or something. I don't know. I can't think of one for Curly. But
why don't you? So because every week you try and think of a new example. Just use an example from last week.
Oh, sorry. last week we had grumpy New South Wales fans, and that was a band called the Moody Blues. I don't know if you heard of them. You might have heard of them. So you see, that's like that, right?
Yeah.
This week it's all just single artists to give you a hint, okay?
Right.
First one is Quick Seamstress. That's an easy one, I think, to start. Quick Seamstress.
Oh, yeah.
You have to go to school for this one?
Nah.
I got that one.
Mate, you're talking to two bass players over the right here. So
yeah, that's right. we can't count past four.
Ready for the next one? Next one is Boasting Goat.
Boasting goat.
That's good, isn't it?
So did you say they were individuals?
Yeah.
That's good. I don't know what it is, but that's good.
Boasting Goat is good, eh? What about this one? Red Heart Barrel Maker.
Oh, fuck off.
It's easy.
Red Heart
Barrel
Maker.
And then I've got...
Oh, I've got it. Oh, that's good.
Do you like it?
Oh, and then yeah. I've got
Le Roth's hunting knife.
The Roth hunting knife.
Le Roth's hunting knife.
Got
that one, Rossi?
Yeah, I like that.
And
I
the
like
last
that.
One good. Is my favorite one. It's Dunny Perusal.
Dunny Perusal.
Dunny Perusal.
Yeah.
Okay. And then the last question, if you have, boys, is what do all these singers have in common?
Yeah.
Jeff Lynne. Now, you guys know it. Baden might know some of these guys. Jeff Lynne, Dr. Dre, Michael Hutchins, Michael Stipe, and Bon Scott. Jeff Lynne, Dr. Dre, Michael Hutchins, Michael Stipe, and Bon Scott. Okay. Okay, listeners, we're dead air there, Kelly. I'm talking while you ready to go.
I can't do that.
You can't do that last one?
Yeah, can't do that one. It's got me.
Okay.
I've got the answer to that one, but Ross.
Okay. Oh, thank you.
Okay. Bohemian Rhapsody was knocked off number one by the song from ABBA called Mamma Mia.
Are you sure?
Oh.
Yes.
Are you sure? Because I would.
It's their first hit, 75.
Because I thought it
might have been 76.
I thought it was being held off by Fernando out of the charts at the time, and I was going, "It's not in there." And the word Fandango, that's not going to. Mamma Mia makes sense.
Well, I got the question from an English website, so maybe it was the English charts.
If you'd put the English charts, I would have got that. So,
okay. Youngest to oldest, Billie Eilish is 22.
Yay.
Harry Styles is 30.
Yeah.
Miley Cyrus is 31. Ed Sheeran is 33, and Taylor Swift is 34.
I got Taylor and Miley.
Oh, Baden, go
last
boy.
Two.
Okay, well, three.
That's right. I got youngest and eldest. So
I got Taylor and Miley mixed up.
Taylor and Ed.
Taylor's. Okay, Lay Down Sally is by Eric Clapton. Lay down Sally.
Yes.
Whitson Wilson Pickett sang Mustang Sally. You better slow down.
Yep.
Oh. Little Richard sang. If you put someone else that actually covered it, it's okay. I'll take that.
Beatles is okay too.
Yeah, Beatles is okay for Long Tall Sally, but it's Little Richard.
Yep.
So Sally can wait.
It's Oasis. Which is also a Beatles cover. No.
Kind of. Actually, I saw pictures the other day of Lennon and what's his name from Style Council, Curly? Paul Weller. Yeah. And then one of the boys from Oasis, all at the same age. They fucking just look the same. Sally Can't Dance is by Lou Reed. That was a bit tough. I couldn't find any other Sallys.
I got that one.
Okay. The Quick Seamstress.
Taylor Swift.
Yeah. Taylor Swift. Well done.
Yeah.
Boasting Goat.
Billy Bragg.
Curl it. Fuck, you're good at these, Rossi. I try and make them hard. Red Heart Barrel Maker.
Alice Cooper.
Yes, Alice Cooper. Baden, what do you think of that one?
Yeah, not bad. Bit before my time, I'd say. I'm not a smart man.
I had no idea. Keep going.
Hang on. I'll do one more. I'll do two more. I've got to turn for some reason, my battery's going flat on my computer. I'll go and quickly fix it. Le Roth's hunting knife is David Bowie. And the last one, Dunny Perusal.
Lou Reed.
One sec.
I got that one only because of Dunny. So
Lou.
I'm thinking who's Lou and Lou Reed? So
Lou Reed. And the last one, Jeff Lynne, Dr. Dre, Michael Hutchins, Michael Stipe. So Jeff Lynne is ELO.
Yep. Hang on. I've got this, right?
You go.
So they're all in The Simpsons.
No, you say that every week. You say that every week, Kelly.
And you got it right, too.
No, they weren't. Bon Scott was never in The Simpsons.
Oh, are you sure?
All their bands are just letters. ELO, NWA, NXS, REM, ACDC.
See, I got confused because I was in the car the other day, and
you know the
ELO song "Do Ya," one of the famous ELO songs.
Want My Love? Yep.
Anyway, it was by an English band called Move.
Oh right? Yeah,
which essentially was ELO before they were ELO.
Yes.
Oh wow.
So it's Brian Bevan and those guys, and a lot of those they morphed into ELO from being the Move.
Yeah, I like the Move songs light better. Orchestra.
Yeah. Orchestra. Yeah.
Braggy, I got 3.
Well, out of the whole lot.
Out of the whole lot.
Well, that's got to be a record for the worst ever.
Baden, did we ask your score? No.
Yeah, wanna. I got 3 in question 2, and that's about it.
Yeah, equal Curly. That's good.
Yep.
Rossi?
13.
Whoa. Unbelievable.
That's good. He is really good. All right. So back to Baden. Baden.
No, I'm just old.
Yeah, and old. Just, and you know stuff.
Dust.
All right. So, Baden, hometown fantasies out and about. So what's the strategy for you moving forward? Because when we're off air, the first thing Braggy says to you is, when are you putting more stuff out, or why haven't you put out more stuff? Mm. So what's the future hold?
Yeah, well, I'm sort of taking Garth's lead on this, which I've been, as I said, that's the only reason I'm doing any of this is like, oh yeah, we'll give it a shot. So I'm sort of taking his lead, and we end up smashing out because it's hard to get to Sydney, you know. End up smashing out 5 songs in a day, and I just thought we're going to throw them out in the ether, and then all of a sudden we're making a music video, and we're going to do a single and something. So
yeah, the video's good too. I like the video clip.
I reckon it made me like the song a lot more, for sure.
Yeah.
Jeremy did a great job. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Especially for one night.
So you did 5 songs altogether. Yep. So does Garth say you got to put out single after single, or is he going to make a whole, like an EP?
Yeah.
Well, that's the plan. Eventually it'll be the EP. I think he wants to do another single. We're just in the throes of You Can't Swear. This topic, the ABC radio might not like it so much. And
I see.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Fair enough, yeah.
Wow.
And, you know, so it's just like, right, I will do the next single and then we'll release the rest of them on an EP, and then by then we'll have gotten, you know, into the studio again and chucked down another few that I've been writing and go from there. But hopefully next couple months, should expect the next single, whatever it happens to be.
And you got and shows what about, coming up?
That was my question. Well done.
Oh, sorry.
No, that's cool.
I've done a couple shows here. I just at the moment I'm pretty much got a few little things here and there that I'm going around to, and I'll be otherwise entertained, you know. Got to help out a few mates here and there as well on the weekend. And so it's sort of, there's a few little private parties on farms and stuff that's sort of in the works. And there'll be a couple of gigs around Cobar or say Nymagee or something, maybe even this weekend.
Nice. Just
depends on whether I'm going to be busy or not. But at the moment, there's nothing real solid in place, you know. But aim to do a bit more because you got to get your head out there, and you know.
Yeah, don't put yourself under pressure if you don't want to, though. Do it the way you're doing it, man. Seems to work for you.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I trace around the countryside. Hell, if I'm bloody doing shows all the time, I'll have nothing to write about but writing songs, and Jeez, that won't be very entertaining, will it?
So, Baden, is the plan to stay as a solo artist, or is it to get a band behind you and get out there and start doing gigs if you feel the need, or is it, are you happy being a solo performer?
Well, I never seen the possibility of having a band behind you. Yeah. So I always just assumed that that was just going to be it. And at the moment, I pretty much am. Like, maybe if it takes off a little bit and I got to start, you know, if anyone will have me at, say, like, you know, VNS's and radios or races or, you know, a sideline act at Trundle Bush Tucker Day or something like that, you know, things that might require a bit more attention. It'd be good to have a bit of a band behind you and a bit of a beat going, because people get into it. People seem to like that. But at the moment, I've sort of got no big plan.
A lot cheaper to throw the guitar in the ute.
I don't know if I'd worry about it. I mean, the band will come if it has to come, but I wouldn't worry about it. I wouldn't worry about that because and plus the songs are just well suited to just you playing your guitar and singing. I can, well, that song is, it's the only one we got, but I can hear how well it'd go just by solo. So yeah, the band will happen. I wouldn't push it. Just do what you're doing, man.
Yeah, it's great.
Keep doing what you're doing. I think Gus, right idea. Just do what you're doing.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think Braggy, just the concept or the vision of Baden in a Sunday session just.
Oh, the Sunday session hasn't come out. We haven't talked
Sunday session for a while.
All Curly can think about is getting pissed on a Sunday afternoon and someone playing a guitar somewhere.
I tell you what, mate, no, it's rare that Curly puts you in the Sunday session
category. Mm. That's almost like an Academy Award.
I'll tell you one thing you definitely should do, Baden, and it's not listen to us dickheads.
Yeah, I think you're doing all right without our help.
And before we go completely off track, tell us, you went to Tamworth for the first time this year, correct?
Oh, yeah.
Tell us the story of Tamworth. So the reason why you went and what your experience was.
No, well, yeah, it was a bloody good time. I'd never been before. Well, not surprising. I shouldn't have been surprised, but I'd never been before. A bit of a funny time, you know. You've always got a plan on Australia Day, see, but I thought, I'm supposed to be some sort of bloody country music artist or something now, so I better go and better do the country music artist thing and go and have a busk and play a bit over at Tamworth and see how it goes. It was a bloody awesome place. Just so many bloody good musos.
Yeah.
And you went and saw someone there? Someone play?
Yeah. Went and seen a few people play. Oh, yeah. And seen Max Jackson. I got on Jeremy Manette, the guitarist, and her hubby too. He come and actually filmed the film clip. So sort of had to go and see them. I was rushing into it a bit. I was just coming off the street trying to pack all my kit up. I just went into it completely blind. I've taken one speaker and all this and found that Cole's bloody shopping trolley and just piled all my gear into that and carted it down the town. So I've quickly rushed and shoved it off and, is there buses here? Oh, we better jump on a bus. I've been drinking. I better, you know, be responsible or something. So we've gone up and to this dimly lit bloody whiskey bar, and I've gone into the show and I'm a little bit late, so I've opened the bloody thing. The lights come streaming in from daytime because it was like 2-3 o'clock in the arvo by this stage. And I'm there staring at the crowd and they're all staring back at me, and I look to me right and there's a band and the photographers and I'm
stage door,
black tape and everything. I thought, shit, they quickly ushered me into the crowd and I sort of got in and made my way from there. But bit of a kerfuffle, but it's a bloody amazing place there.
You have arrived.
No, I arrived. No, there was no doubt about it. Everyone just thought I got free tickets. I thought, no, that's fine. I didn't pay, I swear.
Well, if you be, Baden, if you keep putting stuff out like Hometown Fantasy, no doubt you will arrive. So great first up effort. And, you know, as we've said tonight, we were looking for the back catalogue because it's such a polished performance. So a great song, well written. It's got a little bit of a hook to it as well, which we all love a good old we love a good pop tune, but we love a hook. So
that's got some heartbreak in it, mate. That's country through and through, isn't it, boys? Bit of heartbreak.
Yeah, I got a bit of Springsteen harmonica off it, you know. It's good stuff, mate. Good.
Yeah.
Cool. And I'm no bloody harp player, but I tried my best.
Oh, mate. But you're better than me. I'll give you the tip.
Yeah. and such a great, humble personality there, Baden. So well done. It's just every success in the future. And when you get on that red carpet for Tamworth, one of the big things that you must remember is a cheerio to the guys on Unfiltered and Undiscovered.
Yeah.
Because no one's done it yet.
No one's done it yet. How many red carpets have we had, Curly?
We've had a couple. There's four or five of the people that we've talked to have been on the red carpet. And now
they've all got in common.
Yeah. Female so far.
But they've all been on the show and then they end up on the red carpet, just saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a
that's
link
right.
there.
That's right. Yeah, there must be something there.
So just
on the red carpet,
So even even if you say shout out to the boys, we'll take that as a
we'll
shout
know
out.
It. That's right.
Yeah.
Or shout out to you know who you are.
All right. Baden, we will have to get you on when the next lot of music starts to pop as well. So, and start talking with you around some of that stuff as well, because I'm looking forward to it. I think there'd be a lot of people that are hearing Hometown Fantasy and really looking forward to when the next one comes out. So well done, mate. Well done. Really good stuff. Yeah.
Congratulations, mate.
Cheers. Sorry. I keep bloody dropping the ball there. This bloody Telstra, I'll tell you what.
Hey, Rossi, now your time for your backstage story, mate. What are you going to share with us this week?
Backstage.
Look, I've been thinking about a few. It's not so much a backstage, but it's a bit of a road story. We'd been touring for a long period of time, and we're on our way back home. And you mark the occasion with the smoking ceremony, as you know.
Oh yeah.
But for us, we're unable to get what we needed to do that. So we're driving down from Queensland, and
are we allowed to know which band this was you're writing for? This one? No. Names have got to be kept.
Look, I'm not sure who. Well, look, I'm just thinking. Yeah, no, it would have been Mick. I was with Mick Majew actually. But Mick wasn't with us. We're in an 8-ton truck, and we're driving down from Queensland. And we're pulling into every stop we pull into. We're looking around suspiciously for people who might be able to help us out. Right? That's how bad we're going, right?
For the sacred soap making ceremony.
That's right. Yeah. And so anyway, we've pulled into Bulladela, which is just up near north of Newcastle.
Right.
And this guy pulls up in an FC Holden Ute with a trailer, and he looked like Cat Weasel. If you remember that,
I remember that Cat English Weasel, TV
suit. And he looks at us and goes, "You fellas with a band, are ya?" And we've gone, "Yeah, we are. Hey, mate, come here." And we said, "Look, we're in the market for a little something something. Would you be able to help us out?" And he goes, "Oh, mate, around here, I don't know. So he's walked over to his ute, slipped his hand under the tarp, and came back and just went bang and dropped this in our hands. And our eyes all lit up. It's almost like glowing gold. So we drove out of the station.
He just harvested, Rossi.
He just pulled it out of the back of his ute and dropped it in our hands, right? And so we drove 100 metres down the road and pulled out the side of the road. And we're,
marked, the smoking
ceremony. Marked the occasion. And we got lost in Newcastle. We found the truck was in it. The truck got caught in a one-way street. We ended up in a cul-de-sac because we took a wrong turn trying to turn an 8-ton truck around because we were all just like, whoop. And that was that night. And that's the sort of thing that you do.
As you do, yeah.
I would imagine there would have been a lot of that happening in – what year is that, Rossi?
That would have been 1987, I think. Back in the old days.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, once again, another fantastic backstage story. So, Baden, all your links will be in the show notes. We will add your song and all future songs to the Unfiltered Undiscovered playlist on Spotify. This guy's the genuine deal. He can certainly play some tune, certainly can write a song. And certainly a really humble bloke. You'd agree, guys?
I agree. Not long before he slips out of the undiscovered part of our show. It's not going to be undiscovered for long.
Yeah. Number 7 in Tamworth or number 8 in Tamworth. So that just says it all. So check him out, Baden. Baden Faint. That's right. Had a mind blank there. So, and Baden, it's been a real pleasure and thanks for joining us. But before you go, I'm just going to do the wind up. As everyone knows, if you've liked this episode, please like and subscribe. Love a review. And we love a review on Apple Podcasts because we, that's probably the biggest one out there. So please, if you're listening to us on Apple, please review and like us. We're on Facebook, YouTube, TikTok. As I said, we've got our playlist on Spotify where we feature all of the music that we talk about. So two additions today is, of course, Baden's song, Hometown Fantasy, and, of course, you will get the Rail Motor worldwide release of...
Number one with a bullet.
Yeah, there's a light. So that'll be on there as well. We've got a website, undiscovered.com. Sorry, I'm all over the place. And lyric from the playlist this week, it's a pretty simple one. It's from the Hitman. And the lyric is really, really simple. It's "You didn't tell the man." Hey, thanks for listening. Baden, thanks for joining us tonight. It's been a real pleasure. Really enjoyed your company. We didn't get a chance to talk about Parramatta, but I'm thinking that's probably a good thing for you at the moment. So for everyone else, we will see you next week. We delve into the Adelaide scene of death metal with a band called Storm the Crown. So this is what we're about. We move from country to death metal in a week. That'll be happening next week. So thanks for joining us tonight. And once again, thanks, Baden, and see everyone else next week. Bye for now.
Bye. Ciao.
I saw your picture in a magazine. You talked about the places that you've been with another guy. And when I tried to touch you, you started such a scene. And then there was a note on your door that said you weren't there no more. You didn't tell a man. 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 You kill me. You kill me. You wicked smile the way you